this land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you again, this segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV, starting tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then next weekend, Friday and Saturday, over at Northern Michigan RV, they will be doing winterization of your RVs, motorhome, travel trailers, whatever you have. $99.95. No appointment is necessary. Just show up, get in line, go inside, have some apple cider, some donuts, some coffee, and they'll take care of your unit. When you leave, the roof will be watertight. All the lines will be blown out. All your tanks will be drained, and they will put in the pink RV antifreeze. You'll be good to go for winter storage. No appointment necessary. Just show up. Tony and the team over there do a great job. They do our unit every year. We greatly appreciate them. And again, they're doing it starting tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this week, Friday, Saturday of next week. Interesting campaign ad running in Montana. Now, this is very interesting because a Republican candidate there is absolutely looking like he may take the seat from the current Democrat U.S. Senator John Tester of Montana. Republican candidate Tim Sheehy says Donald Trump will be impeached again if the Democrats control Congress, the House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate. Trump twice faced impeachment. The second impeachment was after he technically left office. He was acquitted both times in the Senate, and even the second Senate trial was arguably unconstitutional since Donald Trump was no longer in office. Additionally, the trial was not presided over by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. This is a gray area of the U.S. Constitution in Article 1, which requires the Chief Justice preside when a president is on trial. However, Donald Trump wasn't president at the time. In fact, he wasn't even holding any office, which made the entire thing appear to be, as Donald Trump called it, a witch hunt by the congressional Democrats. Now, the interesting part of this, Montana's Republican Senate candidate, Tim Sheehy, says Democrats aren't done yet. When Donald Trump wins the White House, given a second chance, given the numbers in Congress, they will probably try to impeach him again. This ad ran in Montana and was reported by Red State, stating that the overwhelming majority of the people in Montana that were polled after they saw the ad said they are definitely voting for the former Navy SEAL, Tim Sheehy. He is the one running against John Tester. Tester is seeking his fourth term. Donald Trump's agenda could be thwarted if, in fact, he is attempted to be impeached for a third time when he returns to the White House, said the ad. Well, Montana voters are definitely leaning towards voting for Sheehy and claims that they want Tester gone from the U.S. Senate. This is one of the seats, folks, critical for the Republicans to take back the majority in the U.S. Senate. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three today. talking about education, talking about information, talking about getting real numbers into people's hands so that they can make an important decision. This is something that you need to share with people who aren't really sure how they're going to vote on November 5th. Pags, Joe Pags, national syndicated talk show host. We've played this video many times. We're going to play it for you again. These are real numbers that he put together looking at 4 years of Donald Trump being president compared to 4 years of Biden-Harris. These are real numbers. You can't make these up. These are the facts. Here are the numbers by Joe Pags.
And take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you could take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump, down 5.4% to $2.49 average. Up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average. Up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then with a readjustment down by about a million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO. Who is the better person in charge? Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on!
Text me, Pags. Text me at 231-360-5140. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, and I'll send you the link to that video. Real numbers in the video while he's talking. You just heard the audio portion here on the radio. He has bar graphs. On the left side is Trump in red. On the right side is Biden-Harris in blue. For every one of those indexes, every single thing that he looked at, he had a bar graph prepared that you could actually see the increases under Biden-Harris, the declines under Donald Trump. Now, one thing that was very interesting, when Donald Trump took office, Barack Hussein Obama gone January 20th of 2017, gas prices at that time on this bar graph look like they're pretty close to darn near $4 a gallon, $3.89, $3.92, kind of in that range. During Donald Trump's 4 years of being president, his average ended up being $2.49 a gallon. Well, if he started at almost $4 a gallon and averaged $2.49, I took a screenshot, a picture of a gas station on Election Day, November of 2020, Trump-Biden's election. gasoline at the Village Market in Elk Rapids, Michigan, had regular, unleaded, at $1.89 a gallon. So if you factor that when he was leaving office, or the election was pending, and then he left office in January of 2021, his average overall ended up being at $2.49 a gallon. But while he was in the election and shortly thereafter, we were looking at $1.89. That's how his average ended up at $2.49. Conversely, on the graph for Biden-Harris, as soon as they took office, you can see the numbers starting to climb again closer to almost $4 a gallon, on average $3.50 a gallon during the 4 years they've been in office. Now, that's just gasoline. That's just one of the nine indexes he shows in this video. You text me, Pags, I send you the video. What do you do with it? Well, you're going to text me 10X. If you text me 10X, I'm going to send you a actual text message from Lance Griffin. He is a Republican elector for the Electoral College to vote for Donald Trump if he should win Michigan. Lance is one of the 15 electors to the Electoral College. Him and a partner has put together a searchable database. It's on a website. The website is 10xvotes.com. By you texting me 10x, I'm going to send you this information. What are you going to do with it? Well, basically, what they have done is created a database on this website. It is a searchable database. What it is a database that contains 1.7 million Republican Michigan voters that have not necessarily voted in every single election going back the last six elections. Four, five, six elections, maybe they only voted in two or three of them. Technically, that term in the political consultant strategy world is called a low propensity voter. People that do not vote every election. Vicky and I, many of you, we feel it's our civic duty. We vote every single election. Well, some people don't. What they've done is they've tracked Republicans, identified Republicans, that when they do vote, they vote Republican. But for some reason, they haven't voted in perhaps the last couple of elections. So what you'll do is you'll go to this website, 10xvotes.com. You will sign up to be able to search friends that you know. Now, there's two groups of people that could end up making a huge difference in the election here in Michigan. Deer hunters and people who go to church. Why do I say that? Well, statistics have shown that deer hunters, because they're busy with bow season in October, which leads into rifle season on November 15th, are preoccupied with one of their favorite sports. Maybe they hunt for food for the family. Maybe they hunt and donate the food to a local food bank. Maybe they just enjoy being outside and participating in the beautiful fall colors and the weather that we have. For whatever reason, they do not make it a priority to vote in a November general election. So, very simply, you go to your website, 10xvotes.com. You sign up to be a search person, somebody who can search the database, and you start going through your phone. Who do you know as a deer hunter? Who do you know actively deer hunts? Pull them up on your phone. If you've got their name, perhaps their address, you know what county they live in, you know what city they live in, you can search for that person. If your friend who's in your phone shows up as being on this list as a low propensity voter, give him a call. Send him a text. Hey, man, we haven't talked in a while. Just checking in to see if you plan on voting this year. Then you see their response, hear their response. I'd like to send you a video for you to take a look at. It's 2 minutes and 42 seconds long. This video that you just heard on the radio, folks, is not Republican. It is not Democratic. This video is numbers. Numbers about the economy. Numbers about specific issues that affects every single person living in this country. Now, you texted me PAGS, I sent you the video. You texted me 10X, I sent you the website. You sign up, you go through your phone list. All they're asking you to do is to contact 10 people. That's it. 10 people that you may know that deer hunt, 10 people that you know who go to church on Sundays. Why people who go to church? Well, another video that I have says 32 million churchgoers will not vote this year on November 5th. 32 million. Stop and think about that. Stop and think about exactly who these people are. What are their values? What do you think their political tendencies are? Do you think they're all Democrats? Do you think they're all Republicans? Do you think there's a mix? Many of them are probably independents. They hate Republicans just as much as they hate Democrats. They don't even want to bother voting because they are not worried about this world. They're worried about when they die, where they're going. Their lives is all about serving Christ, trying to win people over to Christ. And they're more concerned about the afterlife. They're not concerned about this life. They don't care. Well, it's your job to contact them and say, listen, this election is important. I'm going to send you a 2 minute, 42 second video. I want you to look at it. Then let's talk about it. Maybe, just maybe, if we could get 10% of the people that normally don't vote to get them to vote, folks, that could be an additional 3.2 million people voting on November 5th. If we're able to get 20%, that could be an additional 6.4 million people. You have to look at the numbers. But most importantly, you have to get them to vote here in Michigan. And so that's what these two sites are all about. The website, 10xvotes.com, and the PAGS video. You do that, you share this information, you could possibly impact somebody whether or not they're going to vote, in fact, on Tuesday, November 5th. That's what this is all about. Education, informing, engaging people. And we're not asking you to contact people you don't even know. We're talking about you contacting people that you have stored in your phone. People that you probably talk with on a weekly basis, daily basis. Somebody you text with back and forth throughout your week. These are people you know. These are people that trust you, people that believe that maybe you might be more informed than they are because of this information. They might be willing to do what you ask them to do. Watch the video, think for yourself, and then decide whether or not you're going to take the time to vote. I understand it's important. You got to bait that deer blind. You got to be out there servicing it, watching it, making sure that you're going to get a buck this year. Voting's important. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. I'll send you the video. Text me 10X. I'll send you the link to the website. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.